I'm going to then proceed to the last amendment that I have, which is Senator Carson, Senator Bradley, 2844S. Senator Carson, would you care to speak to that?
Okay. This amendment has been worked on for quite a while. One of the promises that we made, the supporters that came to the public hearing, was that we were going to go into the North Country and we were going to talk with people. And that's exactly what we did. We went with Senator Forrester, Senator Luther, myself, and Senator White went. We went with Will Abbott from the Forest Society. And we went up and we talked with people about what was happening up in their area. What suggestions could they give us how to deal with this issue? So I took back what they told us, and I worked really hard on bringing forward an amendment. So what I'd like to do is to just explain what this amendment does, because we really concentrated on the issue of eminent domain, looking at our statutes, looking at our constitutional amendment, and how can we make it stronger on behalf of the property owner. So the first thing we did in the first section is to say that no one can threaten you with eminent domain. Someone cannot come to your property and to say to you, if you don't sell us your property, we're going to take it by eminent domain. Right now, there's really no place for people to go when that happens to you. So what we did is we said that if any time anybody threatens you, you can make a complaint to the I believe it's to the PUC, and if they are found guilty, they will be fined $25,000. We wanted to send a very, very strong message that this type of behavior is not to be tolerated in the state of New Hampshire. The second concern, right of entry. Many people complained that people were coming on their property and they had no idea. They had no idea that these folks were coming. So what I did was put in a provision that they have to notify the property owner within 30 days by certified mail that they want to come onto your property. They have to tell you the name of the utility, who they are. They have to give you a time. They have to give you a place. They have to tell you what part of your property they want to enter. And let me look at the rest of that. And when they come to your property, they have to present themselves to you, and they have to show you identification so you know who you're dealing with. It's not some nameless, faceless person who's saying, I represent here and I'm here. They're going to have to show you an identification card to say, this is who I am and this is who I represent. The third section is appraisal required, which says that any property that is proposed to be acquired by eminent domain, that the property owner shall have a reasonable opportunity to have the property appraised by an independent qualified appraiser selected by you, the owner, not by the PUC, not by the utility. You get to choose who you want to appraise your property. And the public utility will reimburse your cost up to $1,500 for that appraisal. So now you will have the opportunity to get an independent appraisal. No petition to acquire property or any interest in property through eminent domain shall be filed under this chapter unless the owner shall have first refused to voluntarily sell the affected property or interest therein for an amount equal to 200% of the public utility's appraised value thereof. This is the language that came from Senator Sanborn's amendment. 200%. I also put in a new paragraph, residential owner option, that the resident owner shall be awarded reasonable relocation and housing replacement expenses to not exceed 10% of the compensation for the taking. If residential tenant is also displaced as a result of the taking, the tenant shall be awarded up to 6 months of the actual monthly rent paid by the tenant prior to notice being given under this particular section. So again, if you're going to be relocated, they're going to have to pay for that. There is also a provision concerning project delay. If after a period of 5 years, the project for which the land or the property rights were taken has not commenced, the utility shall offer the person from whom such land and rights were taken the first option to buy such land or rights at the current market value. So no longer can they come in and take your property, hold it for a period of time, and then sell it to somebody else. They have to come back to you as the property owner and offer it back to you at fair market value. And the last thing this does is it establishes a committee. And this tended to be a little controversial because in reading the statutes, the utility can go to the PUC and petition for a hearing, but the public has no place to go. Where can the public go for a hearing on an issue of eminent domain? And I felt that the executive council would be an appropriate place to ask for such a hearing. But some people didn't think that was a good idea. So what I did was formed a study committee to look at the possibility of doing something like this. It can be a little tricky. So I felt that if we're going to do it right, we need to hold a series of hearings to figure out the best way to give the public the opportunity to voice their concerns. And that pretty much encapsulates the amendment that I'm putting forward.
Thank you, Senator.
You're welcome.
A question?